The best coverage of Forest and County. This is Nottingham Hospitals Radio Sport.
Hello and welcome to Nottingham Hospitals Radio Weekly Highlights Podcast, replaying the best action from recent games that the NHR sports team have covered for the patients and staff of the City and Queen's Medical Centre hospitals. Two Easter games for you today. Shortly, Nottingham Forest taking on Fulham at the City Ground, but first, a six-goal thriller at Meadow Lane. Your commentator, Richard Smith.
Good noise being generated by the Cop as our referee gets us underway. This League Two fixture between Milton Keynes Dons in fourth and Notts County somewhere else in the league table. Sam Austin over the halfway line on the left-hand side for Notts County. Adam Chickson now. Can he find a cross? Yes, he can. Up towards Anasani Yatta, whose header goes well wide of the right-hand upright. When it looked easier for him to score, he scored four in four full appearances, has Anasani Yatta, and he's out there again today. Lovely cross in from Adam Chickson on that occasion, but Yatta just failing to head it on target. The shot comes in from distance, oh, and it's gone in. It's Max Dean, the number 18. A shot from absolutely nothing whatsoever on the edge of the 18-yard box. I don't think anybody was culpable on that occasion. It was a terrific effort, and there was no way in the world that Luke Ashby-Hammond was going to save that. A terrific goal. It's his 13th of the season, and it puts the visitors one goal to the good on 18 and a half minutes. It's Notts County 0, Milton Keynes Dons 1. Ball on that far side with Macaulay Langstaff, who's able to run at it, cuts inside on his right foot, shot comes in, oh, it hits the bar from fully 25 yards, a shot from Macaulay Langstaff, and that's got the Notts fans purring again. 4 minutes of added time at the end of the first half.
4 minutes added time, 4 minutes.
Square for Macari, Notts keeping hold of possession. Playing it out wide for Aaron Niman. Niman then plays the ball in for Dan Crowley. Crowley gets a cross ball in towards Alessandro Yatta. It'll break for Sam Austin. And right at the end of the first half, Notts County get a goal back in front of the Hayden Green family stand. It was a terrific run from Dan Crowley, well spotted by Lewis Macari. He put the ball on the spot for Sam Austin. It broke kindly for Notts' number 8. And Sam Austin nets his second of the season. It's Notts 1, MK Dons 1. They have a corner on that far side. In it comes, swung towards the edge of the 6-yard box, headed away by Alessandro Yatta. And the referee blows for half time. And that's a very encouraging end to that first half from Notts County. You have to say, who were the better side in that first half, but an undeserved lead really, in my opinion, was taken on 18 minutes by the visitors when Max Dean unleashed a shot that beats Luke Ashby-Hammond, all ends up, but just on the stroke of half time in the fourth minute of added time, Sam Austin pops up with his second goal of the season to make it 1-1, and that's the score at half time. Notts County 1, Milton Keynes Dons 1. We're almost ready to go then in the second half here at Meadow Lane. Notts County 1, Milton Keynes Dons 1. Notts will be attacking the Cop end in this second half. We are underway. O'Hora plays it square for his goalkeeper, chips it left footed, but Adam Chickson will get there first. They play it in towards the corner. Can he find a cross? Yes, he can, towards Alessandro Yatta! What a goal that is! A run and a cross from Adam Chickson, and Alessandro Yatta powers the ball into the back of the net from fully 12 yards out with his head. It's Notts County 2, MK Dons 1! Squares it back for his captain, tries to play the ball forward, but it'll break for Macaulay Langstaff. Edge of the box, shot comes in, hits the stanchion at the back of the goal, and Notts really do have the bit between their teeth now here at Meadow Lane. A shot from distance from Macaulay Langstaff, Notts' top scorer. And we're going to see three substitutions here by MK Dons. They are certainly ringing the changes here. Gilby then forced backwards, but he's found a player on the edge of the box. Shot comes in. It'll break on the six-yard box, and that's an easy goal. He's only been on the pitch for a couple of minutes. Ellis Harrison adds to his four goals for this season. The Welshman, he was unmarked on 10 yards, and an easy opportunity for him to put the ball into the back of the net with 64 minutes on the watch. It's a game we've got here at Meadow Lane for an Easter Monday. It's Notts 2, MK Dons 2.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is 10,439 and 1,168 visiting supporters. Thank you very much for your support today.
10,439 are here at Meadow Lane this afternoon with 1,168, so it's almost right with that as well. 32 out. Infield finds Crowley runs along the line, he finds McGoldrick. Can he find a cross ball? He can, but it's behind everybody in a black and white shirt. Everybody had gone towards the goal line, but McGoldrick just pulled it back along the 6-yard line, and there was nobody there in a black and white shirt to profit from it. He's intercepted and Crowley stayed down. A ball forward will find Harrison, who's onside. He's up towards the edge of the 18-yard box. He dinks the ball into the back of the net, and Ellis Harrison, with 8 minutes to go, scores MK Dons' third goal. It was a lovely finish, you have to say. Ellis Harrison, who scored his second in a matter of 20 minutes, coming on as a second half substitute. And on 83 minutes, it's Notts County 2, Milton Keynes Dons 3. A goal in at a time at the end of the game here will feel like a Notts victory, I have to say. Looking across at the cop stand, there are banners out there with SM out. Enough is enough.
6 minutes of added time.
6 minutes of added time at the end of the game. 6 minutes for Notts to get something out of a game they fully deserve to be in. Jones chips it back towards Crowley. 30 yards from goal, back to Jones. Can he find a cross? He can. He fires one in towards Aaron Naman, and the man of the match gets Notts back into it, into added time at the end of the game. Another assist for Jody Jones. It's another goal for Aaron Naman. It's his seventh of the season, and just what Notts deserve. It's Notts County 3, MK Dons 3. What a game! Crowley then with this ball plays it in towards Macaulay Langstaff. Can they win it at the death? A cross ball that almost came in for David McGoldrick is the final act of this terrific game, and it's finished. Notts County 3, Milton Keynes Dons 3.
This is NHR Sport. NHR Sport is on the lookout for a main sponsor. We are now able to offer a sponsorship opportunity for a company or individual that would like to support our committed team of volunteers who provide comprehensive coverage of Nottingham Forest and Notts County games. Our flagship sports show, Scoreboard, carries full match commentaries on a weekly basis for the patients and staff of the Queen's Medical Centre and City Hospitals. And as this is our 40th year of providing that service to our listeners, we'd like to find that special company or individual who'd like to help us out. For more information and detail about this amazing opportunity, please log on to nhradio.org.uk and go to the sponsor page. That's nhradio.org.uk. You're listening to the Nottingham Hospitals Radio Sports Podcast, with highlights now from Nottingham Forest against Fulham, and your commentators, Jamie Martin and Harrison Main.
It's Nottingham Forest versus Fulham in a pivotal game in the Premier League. And it's Nottingham Forest who get things underway with Ryan Yates. Gibbs-White's threaded a ball through to Hudson-Odoi, who breaks into the penalty area. Hudson-Odoi cuts back. He's got options inside, takes the shot himself, finds the back of the net. Nottingham Forest take the lead after 8 minutes here at the City Ground. It's Nottingham Forest 1, Fulham 0. The fast breakaway there found Gibbs-White have the ball inside the centre circle. He played it out off the side of his boot down the left-hand side to Hudson-Odoi, who broke into the penalty area, cut back and fired home past Bernd Leno into the bottom right-hand corner. 8 minutes played here at the City Ground. It's Nottingham Forest 1, Fulham 0. Here's Alanga, edging towards the box. Alanga takes it himself, finds Chris Wood down the right-hand side. Heavy first touch from Wood, who's still got it. Ball bounces off his face this time as he brings it down. Chris Wood goes to ground. The City Ground asks for a penalty, but Forest recycle it with Ryan Yates.
Now, I don't think it's a penalty personally. I mean, maybe I'll have to look at the replay and decide again, but Chris Wood's gone down. He knows what he's looking for.
Here's Chris Wood, long-range effort, and he's found the back of the net. Chris Wood has scored from 30 yards out. It's Forest 2, Fulham 0. Who'd have called that one at the start of the game? Chris Wood recovered the ball from a Fulham error there, and he just caught Bernd Leno off guard. It was a slow shot towards the goal. It took a couple of bounces, and it's found its way into the bottom left-hand corner. Against all odds, it's Nottingham Forest 2, Fulham 0.
Danilo gets serenaded by Forest fans now as Ilanga breaks down the right-hand side. Gibbs-White's in the box, flips it into Ilanga in the penalty area, and it just comes off the post. And it was so close from Anthony Ilanga, who had a golden opportunity to make it 3 for Nottingham Forest, but it just comes off the left-hand post. And it's still Nottingham Forest 2, Fulham 0, 25 minutes gone. And now Forest stuck in a rut a little bit because they haven't got a lot of options. Yates steps in to act as one, though, and good football from Nottingham Forest to evade this press. 1 minute of added time left to play. Danilo flicks in Gibbs-White. Now Gibbs-White's a third of the way into the Fulham half over on the far side. Now Danilo on the edge of the box. He's been told to shoot. Gibbs-White takes it, and he does instead. Dreamland. It's 3 at the City Ground, 3 for Nottingham Forest, and Forest fans go wild. It's Forest 3, Fulham 0, 48 minutes gone. Nottingham Forest 3, Fulham 0, 48 minutes, 45 seconds gone, and Michael Oliver calls for the end of first time. Nottingham Forest 3, Fulham 0.
Pereira, who's on the right-hand touchline, whips a ball into the middle of the box, but it's headed clear by Omodor Bomadeli as far as Kearney. Kearney into Willian. It's back to Kenny Tete, who plays it to Traore, out to the right-hand side, played in back post, and it's put out of play by Nico Williams there for the first corner of the second half, and it goes the way of Fulham. So Pereira with this corner, whips it in slightly better this time into the middle, and it finds the back of the net. Great start to the second half from Fulham. Looks like Tosin, actually, who got his head to it, flicked it in towards the back post, and it found its way into the back of the net. It's Nottingham Forest 3, Fulham 1. Ball goes straight back to Adama Traore. Danilo's there to pinch it, and Gibbs-White looks to form a counter. He plays it out down the left-hand side to Hudson-Odoi, who cuts into the box. Chance for Hudson-Odoi, cuts inside the penalty area, goes to ground. No penalty is given. I'm sure that will be looked at by VAR as Hudson-Odoi stays down. In midfield, Adama Traore takes it. He cuts inside the Forest half, falls to ground. No free kick given. Kearney recovers it. Willian edges his way into the box here for Fulham. Takes it on his left foot, ball across the box. Blocked off the goal line there by Murillo. And Danilo clears as far as Calvin Bassey. But this game's got a zip to it, and there's chances on both ends. Aina plays it forward. Bounced off the head of Wood on the half turn with a volley out to Alanga from Gibbs-White there. Great play. Threads it through to Williams. Edge of the box. He goes to ground. That surely will be a penalty. The referee takes a further look at it, and he points to a goal kick. I'm sure that one will be checked. It's most definitely a penalty by my eyes. I think it's Robinson there who just stamps on the back of Nico Williams' leg. And you can hear the disdain around the City Ground here as Nico Williams has got back up to his feet.
And now at Forest down the right-hand side with Origi, who just manages to keep it. This is good work from him and does keep it. He's on the edge of the box here. What can he do? He shoots, and it's just over the left side of the crossbar. And it was worth an effort. Lots of pressure on him, the Belgian striker Origi there. And he just thinks, why not? Go for it with his left foot. Some power in it, but the score's still 3-1 to Forest. Now Matt Sells kicks it long for the goal kick. every Forest fan out of their seats now. 10 seconds away from a massive 3 points for Nottingham Forest. Bern Leno has it. Halfway into his own half, and it's called early by Michael Oliver. 3 points for Nottingham Forest. Fulham go back down the M1. Heads in their hands, and Nottingham Forest have put a spectacle on for the Forest fans, a spectacle on for the millions of viewers across the nation on TV. Morgan Gibbs-White, man of the match, and Ryan Yates, captain in his side, to a massive 3 points. Their first since February, if I'm not mistaken. A massive, massive result for Nottingham Forest. And as it finishes in this second half, Nottingham Forest 3, Fulham 1.
That's all for now. Thanks for listening.
This is NHR Sport.